The epidemiologist in charge of South Africa's scientific response to the pandemic, Barry Shoub, says there are good reasons to give a third vaccine dose to people with weaker immune systems.
So this would be people with undercurrent illnesses or people on various treatments for cancer, for example, illnesses such as HIV and so on, where they're not responding as well to the normal two doses of Pfizer, for example. So a booster dose is being considered to actually again stimulate the immune system to get an immune response.
But like the WHO, many scientists believe it's in the world's best interests to make sure all vulnerable people around the globe have received at least one jab before any move is made toward third shots. They say it may be morally questionable for richer countries to buy millions of doses while poorer regions such as Africa struggle for supplies, but such stockpiling has a scientific basis.
These are excellent vaccines, let's make no mistake about it. They've radically reduced severe disease, which really is the main aim at this stage of vaccination. So they're very good vaccines. But on the other hand, they're not as good as, for example, measles vaccine is one example, or polio, or any of those vaccines, which give very long-lasting, sometimes even lifelong immunity.
Shoub says it's impossible to say how long the available vaccines will protect against serious COVID-19.
But eventually we feel that that immunity is going to decay. Now, at this stage, it's too early to know how frequently we're going to need boosters in healthy individuals. It may be annually, maybe every 2 years, every 5 years. We don't know at this stage. I think we can be pretty confident that we will need boosters at a future time.
He says again, wealthier nations are buying all the different vaccines available based on current scientific knowledge.
There has been some evidence of some mixing of vaccines, which does have an advantage. Now, whether it's going to be that or whether the vaccines will need to be tweaked, I think they will need to be tweaked. Remember, we're only now in our first generation of vaccines. There will be improvements of vaccines as the science of vaccines develops.
Health activists say these improvements will result in richer countries dumping their original vaccines on Africa in the future. Shoub says the world's also going to need a lot more different vaccines because COVID-19's constantly mutating and throwing up new variants, making it unlikely for populations to ever achieve so-called herd immunity.
These variants occur in individuals who don't respond that well and where the virus continues to multiply. And as the virus multiplies, it's got more chance of being selected to escape the immunity. So it's not going to be that the population's immune. That's really the way that we have to deal with the virus, to stop it multiplying in individuals and to get as many people immunized as quickly as possible. That's really the aim.
Right now, says the WHO, that's far from being achieved in Africa, where life-saving vaccines remain rare. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.